Night Cats with Mr. Skullhead and Jick. I've got Jick online. I'm Mr. Skullhead.
Naked Cats.
Yeah, we shaved Genma this weekend because he decided not to come in out of the rain, thereby answering the question whether or not he had enough sense to do so. And
right.
So his entire back was just a dreadlocked mass of nasty mats. And when I tried
That's
to
true.
Clean him, he peed all over me. So I'm like, yeah, okay. We shoved him in his carry, took him to PetSmart, and had them shave him completely. And
sweet.
My God, that's great. He's my favorite cat now. He's every time I look at him from any angle, it makes me laugh. And he feels like our furniture. He's all microfiber, like pseudo Swedish now.
I see.
Yeah. So again.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we did a radio show, man.
It has. So you were at PAX last week.
Yeah, I was at PAX, and then I had to head out of town for a funeral back home for a few days, and now I'm back.
I'm sorry, I didn't know about the funeral.
Oh yeah, my grandma passed away, leaving me with only one grandparent left.
Oh, my goodness.
He's really cool though.
Well, I'm glad that it had to be that it was one of the cool ones that's left at least.
You know, they were all cool, you know.
No.
I'm just saying. For me, having one grandparent left is like most people having four or six or eight grandparents left.
Mm.
You know. Because mine were all so cool. But yeah, and I feel like the last week took a month, so it probably hasn't been as long as I thought since there was a radio show, or at least it hasn't been as long as it feels like. But yeah, then I'm just friggin' exhausted today because we spent the entire day moving all of Hot Stuff's worldly possessions from truck to truck and building to building.
Huh. I thought you were.
I'm not used to this
Boston.
Manual labor crap, man.
Why didn't you just go down to Home Depot and say necesito hombres con brazos fuertes?
Well, because the Hot Stuff, everything had to be done in a specific order.
Oh, I see. Did he have an algorithm set up to maximize the amount of weight you could carry for the minimum number of trips?
No, it's just that everything, he got a very small storage space that he figured it was enough space, but it then had to be such that you put all the heavy boxes on the bottom and all the light boxes on top and
yeah.
Stuff like that. And there were also, he had packed everything into a truck, and that one of those things where they'll like, you know, you just put it in part of a semi and then they haul it and leave it somewhere for you.
Yeah.
And the stuff was bound for like four different places or three different places. So there was a lot of like separating and shuffling that had to be done. There's boxes and boxes of like books and photo negatives. So just a lot of very heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And plus it was like a jillion degrees. And also I'm weak like little girl.
Well, I would imagine, like, if if I had to do any serious labor, like, manual labor, I would see how weak I am. As it is, like, going up and down the stairs three or four times a day is about all the exercise I get.
Yeah. Well, that's more than you used to get.
I guess, you know, this past week I was doing some framing for the basement to make it look like the basement murdered someone.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of, holding 2x4s over my head and screwing them into the rafters.
Right.
And after two or three hours of that, I was just worthless for the rest of the day.
Were the rafters the ones who got murdered?
Yeah, they should have known better than to raft through the middle of Minneapolis. Especially
yeah.
Northern Minneapolis. We're tough up here.
What have you been up to other than framing?
And we hit up the Renaissance Festival, and that was groovy. The Renaissance Festival up here is a lot like the one in Phoenix, only like three times the size and a lot more temperate and with green, you know, like trees and grass and whatnot.
Huh.
But most of the same acts, which is kind of weird, seeing the guys that I saw like the first time I went to the RenFest in Arizona 15 years ago were still plying their trade.
Huh. Do they have the like the actual like permanent buildings and stuff for that one?
Yeah,
that's cool. I thought that Arizona was kind of a rarity in that regard. I thought that for the most part they set up in like tents. teepees and wigwams.
They're pretty laid back. Yeah. Drunken Disorderly had their last show on Friday night. That was kind of sad.
Oh, yeah? What happened to them?
Their guitarist is going to Colorado for school.
I see.
They're retiring the name, and I'm sure that the man upstairs will start the band up again eventually. The man upstairs being the lead singer who lives upstairs in our house.
I see. That's cool. They can't do it without the guitarist, or it's just one of those things where they're not the band without every member of the band.
No, I mean, they've been together 7 years, and their lineup's changed a couple of times, so it's like, this seems like a good opportunity to start fresh.
I see.
You know, that one time I was in a band, Wayne, I was never in a band.
Yeah, me neither. Bobula says, got the new sword item of the month. Right now, the haiku state of mind effect keeps you from seeing how many bounty hunter items you have. Would you be willing to fix this? Yeah. somebody pointed out, actually, yeah. See, I have this other problem, that since I got back, I thought that maybe just, like, sort of talking to and shaking hands with and hugging, like, hundreds of people exposed me to some sort of head cold. But now I'm basically convinced that I'm just suddenly allergic to something because it's, like, not getting any worse. So I'm probably going to have to take several sneeze breaks if I actually get to talking during the show. But I don't know what the hell. What's it like when you have allergies, Mr. Skullhead?
Itchy throat, itchy eyes, phlegm that makes me have to clear my throat really loud into the microphone.
I see.
Kind of thing.
Do you have allergies now?
Yeah, I'm pretty much constantly anywhere I am. I thought I was maybe allergic to Arizona, but then as soon as I got here and stayed here for a year, I found all kinds of different stuff to be allergic to.
Maybe you're just allergic to consistency.
Yeah, it's possible.
If you had to stay there for a year for it to happen. Somebody in the forums had pointed out that it would be helpful to them if when a haiku popped up that told you that, you know, you had done some indeterminate amount of damage. Whereas I think that's funny, and, you know, I feel like we dealt with it in a very KOL kind of way, that it wouldn't really hurt to actually display the amount of damage that you dealt in hover text. I think that I could probably do the same thing with the bounty hunter thing, so that you'd at least be able to mouse over it and see, or we could write, I could write a function that parsed the number of syllables in, you know, X of Y.
Right.
And we could write haikus for every combination of those. That one, yeah. I don't ever want to write another haiku as long as I live.
Yeah. I keep like playing around with the haiku katana some. I keep wanting to go back to this, to the Spindler, and throw more in there.
Yeah. I'm certainly. I would not say I don't ever want you to write another haiku as long as I live.
Right.
So feel free if you want to. Kevin B. says, is Mad Jack's corn squeezery named after Mad Jack's licorice schnapps? That stuff tastes about as bad as it sounds in the game. I don't know. You'd have to ask Riff, on account of he's the one that wrote that. I kind of doubt it. I imagine Mad Jack is a... Yeah, it's one of those... Mad Jack as a phrase is in the public domain. Alan Q. Smithy says, if you ever do implement the cheesecake shotgun, it should do bonus damage against the grungy pirate.
Did I miss something there?
I'm assuming it's just a Kurt Cobain reference, which I didn't get it at first.
But, that's even more tasteless than we usually are.
Yeah. That man was a saint. He wasn't really a saint.
No. I don't think it's too soon either. I just, you know. Suicide jokes are not my favorite. They're nowhere near as funny as rape jokes.
That's true. Sharif Del Monte says, make the black hat more evil. It should also de-equip your accessories every once in a while. Nah, it doesn't need to be any more evil.
It also doesn't need to have a have a more evil function that just makes you have to hit your inventory more often.
Yeah.
I mean, affecting gameplay makes sense, but just being kind of a nuisance that way, I don't know.
If I did it at the beginning of a fight, you know, but like, yeah.
Maybe it should consume your accessories.
Oh, so that'd be awesome. Simeon says, the text on floor 200 of the basement isn't gender sensitive. Rod Sterling called my female character a he. Maybe that's because you called him Rod Sterling. Or is his name actually Rod Sterling in
no,
the basement?
No, it's Rod Sterling. I don't think he's named just, you know, some guy in a suit. Maybe I should just add some blind guy in a suit.
I still haven't busted out the Twilight Zone DVDs.
Huh.
We still haven't gotten any further in Buffy than we were a month ago. Gotta get that up.
I've been through Firefly twice now.
Oh, yeah?
And, I mean, I can see why people are more into that than are into, say, Buffy and Angel, because it's really just kind of a greatest hits compilation. It wasn't around long enough to have, like, a good season and a bad season, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if they would have been able to keep it up. I mean, I feel like it is definitely more perfect for having been, you know, cut so short.
Yeah. Although I do get tired of the fronting people here, and a lot of our friends will be like, yeah, dude, did you see Dr. Horrible? Like, yeah, I saw Dr. Horrible. Yeah, I love Joss Whedon. Have you seen any Buffy? No, I saw the movie, but, you know, I just figured I would never watch Buffy. And that conversation took place like four times in a week. Like, dude, so you like Firefly? Yeah, have you seen any Buffy? No, I'd never watch that. Why? Those posers, they're like the Flood people who only got into They Might Be Giants because of the Tiny Toons episodes.
Yeah. I
hate those guys.
Yeah.
I am those guys.
Zortag says, the haiku code thinks that scrumptious reagent has four syllables, whereas me and several of my clannies and Merriam-Webster.com all think it has five. Yeah.
I changed that.
That has been fixed before. When I went to fix it, it had already been fixed.
Yeah, I did. Well, you were talking just a second ago there.
Well, okay.
I could see not knowing whether that was pronounced regent or not, especially if you're a computer, but...
Yeah. Or if you're Hoculus.
Right.
There's a lot of people that think it was pronounced regent. But yeah. I'm surprised there haven't been more. It surprises me that somebody was able to have that sort of accuracy just doing that so many thousands of times in a row.
Yeah.
You know? Matt G987 says, whatever happened to Chicken Riff? Still keeping him locked up in the basement? Yeah. He's actually under the stairs at my house. The basement got too too large for him. He's one of those people that gets younger as time passes. Fubarbaz Cuck says, do you track how many people are getting lucre? No.
We really ought to put some more stuff in there.
In the tracker thing?
No, put some more stuff in the bounty hunter.
In the bounty hunter.
Because he's been out long enough, hasn't he, that everybody, that you would have had a chance to get all of the rewards from it?
Yeah, I mean, if there are ideas for stuff to put in there, then that's cool. We should put another 200 lucre thing that's absolutely essential for speed ascension.
Yeah, because that's pretty much what we're all about.
Yep. Noah Amga sends a link to a page full of haikus about staplers. Finildar says, I had my appendix removed last Monday. Now I have a nifty little pocket for sandwiches and candy.
I'm pretty sure that they're doing it wrong.
Speaking of candy, I want to do the same gladiatorial death match with my M&Ms that Hot Stuff does. And then he says, want to hang out? People say attack familiars and hand turkeys suck. You are sorely mistaken. With my hand turkey, I can kill stuff as a disco bandit, and I have 32K at level 7 in hardcore. Not everyone uses voolie balls.
I certainly don't use any voolie balls. See, I've always kind of felt like, well, I'm one of the people who needs an attack familiar at low levels, so I don't really know how to play this game, so for me, it's nice to have a leprechaun that attacks. But
yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like people in general, like, you know, the people playing it kind of casually are just sort of astonished at how powerful attack familiars are.
Uh-huh.
Because it just seems, they seem way overpowered to them in the beginning. You know, so, and that's, That's the way it should be. We got some vectors in which we can just make numbers bigger to impress people who are not playing really seriously, and then, you know, we've got some complicated stuff you can dig for if you want to.
Mm.
Automan says, I just realized today that the Whiskey Sour Consume message says puckerific rather than pukerific.
I'm not sure that's a typo, but I'm willing to entertain the notion.
Spastic Dancer says, in Fernsworthy's basement, why does my character always miscount by 2 the number of eyes/ears/heads a monster has at the threshold to a fight? Well, because there's a bug in that code. Whoops. Crap, I just closed my friggin'... Hold on a second. I screwed up my... I accidentally closed the tab that my thing had.
GigaShadow 555 says, so what, no labor day today? I don't know if anybody would have noticed had we run Labor Day on Labor Day. If we end up getting more items that grant skills upon using them with future content updates, could we possibly have a separate section in the item inventory for them? Is there enough of those to make that an issue?
I don't think so.
Ooh, Smoodex provided us with a quote for our for our display at Comic-Con next year. Okay, so now that you buff the item, it looks at least tolerable to have.
Yeah.
Which implies
just
that beforehand
dot,
it was...
At least tolerable, yeah. ...
Which implies that beforehand it wasn't tolerable to have. Like, if somebody had given him one, he would have become violently ill. Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
To have that much power.
Dr. Van Mojo says, at what point in the final amount of damage you deal accounting is plus percent melee damage applied? Is it at the end? So if I dealt 100 damage and had a plus 50% melee item, I would deal 150? I believe that it is. Let me try and use... friggin' putty at my friggin' house. Let me read this and see. I believe all of the damage is applied... And the very last thing that happens is the percent damage bonus gets applied. So if you outmuscle them, it's applying to your outmuscle bonus value, and if you have a bunch of plus damage, it is applied to the total damage with all the plus damage and stuff included. Noah Namk says, will there ever be a reintroduction of tiny plastic swords or something functionally equivalent? I feel that the current price is outlandish, especially for newer players. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I go back and forth on how I feel about that. I'm kind of okay with tiny plastic swords being as rare as they are, you know, and not, and just basically, like, kind of not thinking about the tiny plastic sword drinks when we're thinking about the number of turns people tend to get, you know? And that's, I'm basically all right with the current situation, so unless, somebody comes up with a really compelling reason to reintroduce something functionally equivalent, I don't know that. It's something that I would do. X Luther says, hey, I was wondering, in the mall, I searched store names, but because it only returns 10 results, I cannot always find the store I want. Can you add a next 10 or something button, please? Just a button that says next 10 or something. And sometimes it shows you the next 10, and sometimes it takes you to your terrarium.
Right. And sometimes it rickrolls you.
Right. I was not aware that anybody used that search for stores thing.
Yeah, I always figured if you were looking for a specific store, you'd know what player ran the store. But, yeah.
Well, so, you know, maybe, I mean, what that means is that maybe people are actually treating the mall like a mall.
That should be where we do our 3D, fully immersive graphical upgrade. Just a, like, a virtual representation of that mall in three-dimensional space.
Oh, yeah,
that'd
be sweet.
You go and visit every store. And, like, if the store you want is at the other end of the mall, you have to walk the entire length of however many stores that would be.
Right.
Beautiful.
That'd be awesome. And you can no longer search, because real malls don't have a search.
Yes.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, considering how useful the offhand slot is, it sort of makes a lot of two-handed weapons seem pretty weak. How about a skill, maybe as a guild quest reward for clubbers, that let you wield a two-handed melee weapon in one hand if your base muscle exceeds the weapon's power? Or maybe your base muscle is 50% greater than the weapon's power. After all, it makes a certain kind of sense that someone who's really, really strong can swing a very heavy weapon with one hand. Yeah, but, you know, I agree that in general, two-handed weapons could use some beefing up because they basically were balanced to be a little bit better than one-handed weapons equivalently, but they're certainly not better than a one-handed weapon. The best two-handed weapon that you can use at a given point is definitely not equivalent to the best one-handed weapon plus the best offhand, and realistically, it probably should be, just in terms of, because I feel like there aren't that many with like that great enchantments on them anyway, so it wouldn't be a big deal if they got cranked up relative to their equip requirement.
Yeah. I think that would be more satisfying narratively, because a lot of the times the two-handed weapons aren't two-handed because of their heft. It's more because of their size or wieldiness, I guess.
Mm. Danny Bois says, Danny B0Y says, "Hey, Jake and Company, there's a blank clan name on the Hobopolis leaderboard. 111 garbage-covered rags. Bug or feature?" Just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody figured out how to make a clan with a blank name back in the day. We never got rid of it. Doppelheathen says, "You really ought to consider having a player's class displayed on the profile in Clan Recruiter and Roster." Yeah, the clan stuff really needs class and to be sortable by class. That's something that I mean to do. Mr. Rar says, "Does the plus item bonus from the old soft shoes apply to Hobopolis bosses too?" I believe that it does. Yeah, the boss monster IDs are in there where that's being triggered. So yes, the plus item bonus from the old soft shoes does apply to bosses, as does the damage bonus on the stogies. The Gunrun says, "Hey guys, I'm starting college soon. Any words of advice?"
In all seriousness, I'd give this advice to everyone who's starting college and nobody ever actually does it. Take all of your liberal arts classes at the beginning. Don't declare a major for your first 2 years and just take all of your liberal arts classes.
Sort of general studies and stuff?
Yeah. Whatever your college requires you to have for just any degree, take those first, and then at the end of those 2 years you might have a good idea of what you want for a major. I probably would have been done with college in 4 years instead of five if I had done that.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you regret having spent 5 years in college?
Only slightly. I regret...
Get a mohawk, my wife says, because that's what I did.
Yeah. And that got you almost immediately.
It really did. The
totally
mohawk to loss of virginity was the blink of an eye, even on a non-geological timescale. It was literally the blink of an eye. As soon as the clippers left my head.
And your eyeballs got dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
right. Take some classes that you don't think that you'd be interested in. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah.
I took a poetry class, and I'm not a poetry homo, but I liked it. It almost made me a poetry homo. Plus, the instructor was just dreamy. He looked like Donald Sutherland in Animal House. And he wore a jacket with patches on the elbows.
I'm trying
to
picture Donald Sutherland being described as dreamy.
In any iteration. The guy wasn't really dreamy.
Right.
Also, I'm not a poetry homo, even still. Don't sell back any of your textbooks, because you'll sell them back and then you'll wish that you had them. At least that's what happened to me. Even though you'll never look at them again.
I think that most of them, I'm not sorry I sold them back. But then the ones that I was pretty sure I would miss, I didn't sell back.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. I mean, I guess if there's a class that you just despise. But, you know, maybe having the book from a class that you despised on your shelf will say, like, you know what, I despised that class, but I made it through it. Maybe I can get through whatever problems I'm having today.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Yep. What else? What else? Yeah, I don't know what other advice I have for people starting college. Start drinking immediately, if you don't already.
Yeah, that's really what you should do, because you're away from your parents, and there's nobody to make you do your homework and stuff, so you shouldn't. You should just drink a lot and maybe smoke some weed and flunk out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, I mean, it worked for me.
Yeah.
Seriously, it worked for me.
It did work for you.
Look at me.
It would not
work
for me.
I'm doing great. And yeah, that's that was the secret. Now, what it does, I guess, is if you fail out of college and then you have to go get a job and live on your own, and then it kind of sucks ass. So then later on you'll be like, I should go back to college and instead of not going to class, go to class.
Hmm.
And instead of failing out, graduate.
Because
now I have a degree, and look what that's doing for me.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to get this job without a degree.
I know. Let's see. Weird. Sevenlances_com says, after the black cat knocks the jam band flyers out of Bob's hand when he's fighting the guy made of bees, fix it so it doesn't happen to anyone else. Thanks.
I'll get right on that.
Snot says, love the katana. Any chance you could add some sort of message for icicles and exposure esplanade while using it? Yeah, a lot of people are sending in bug reports about, not even saying it's a bug, but saying that they're angry that they're not getting the message from that. I should probably take care of that. Matt G987 says, could the change to custom outfit equipping also apply when stat requirements are not yet met? I thought that it did apply when stat requirements are not yet met. Drab Immortal Lab says, why doesn't Doc Galactic sell anti-antidote instead of the Market Demon? That's actually a good point. There's hardly any stuff that poisons you. We don't really do that whole RPG trope of there being commonly acquired status effects and consumables that get rid of them. Sorry, I feel like I have to sneeze. I do. Sweet, I muted my mic and snows.
Awesome. Play Havoc and Let's Slip the Dogs of War says, why are two bum cheeks worth more than one ass hat?
Oh.
Why are two bum cheeks worth more, comma, than one ass hat is worth more?
Yeah. Darsa says, the seasonal beret is missing its text when it blocks an enemy attack. What's a seasonal beret?
The seasonal beret is the prize for having your artwork in the 2009 calendar.
Oh, on the hat rack.
Yes.
Okay.
There's an off chance I did that wrong, because I only learned that pseudo-programming language long enough to write the hat rack text.
Yeah, I think if it's a let me look at that. Seasonal beret. Yeah, if it's potato, that has to be the first message. So, yeah, so I think that that needs the potato message and then two sets of stars and then the fairy message, and that should be fixed now.
Oh, yeah.
The middle is only for actions during rounds of combat.
Yes.
And maybe some other stuff. I don't remember either. Balance Tour says, another weird Llama Llama Gong error. Using the gong for the tavern quest, I somehow was returned to human form, but I can't use another gong. No intrinsics in effect, not running anything like Grease Monkey. It eventually worked itself out, but it might be worth some testing of the tavern quest in bird form. While it occurred, I had my normal combat options, normal avatar pick, etc. Yeah, the thing is, anywhere that doesn't use the normal adventuring code is going to let you keep going in between the form wearing off and that you getting the adventure from the guy. The reason that you don't see anything is because there is like a safeguard in effect to make sure that you will eventually see the llama again, even if you spend the last turn with your form on in some place that doesn't use the normal code. So it also gives you this flag that prevents you from using another gong until you've actually talked to the guy. But yeah, either the tavern quest needs to be altered such that it uses you know, that it uses some kind of just complicated zone logic and the normal adventure code, or we just need to be okay with stuff like that happening. It would do the same thing if you were spending a lot of time in, like, the barrel full of barrels or using, like, a sign gem or whatever. So, yeah. Lork says, I'm enjoying Bad Moon. Question, does Shoring and Bad Moon always give the tower item, or was 8 dynamites in a row the RNG's fault? I now know to look elsewhere for my anti-cheese. There's some broken-ass logic in there for making it so you don't get too screwed on the tower items, but it's... That logic, as I said, is broken ass. Darcel also wrote, thanks a bazillion for the outfit change. It was very annoying having outfits involving hobo clothing. You have added 2 years to my life with this change. I pledge to use that time to campaign for your favorite presidential candidate. So I'm assuming that you're on board with the McCain campaign.
Yeah, go John McCain.
Yeah. I'm getting a little excited about the possibility of Obama.
That's good. I was going to suggest to you that you should, if you were still kind of leaning toward McCain, that you should let your natural apathy take its course.
I was not really leaning toward McCain after he went crazy about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. But, I mean... That's what sucks about living in Arizona, is if you're a Democrat, it really doesn't matter if you vote or not.
Well, Clinton carried Arizona.
Did he?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that Clinton won Arizona both years that he was running.
Huh.
We've got enough California transplants here that it is technically a swing state.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know the margin by which Bush won the last 2 years. The last 2 years. Really, the margin was undefined because
yeah.
He didn't run for anything. All right, Shop Troll says, moment of silence for the In a World guy. Yeah. That guy, Don LaFontaine, died a few days ago.
Yeah, and that kind of sucked. I was more sad about that than I was about Bernie Mac.
Oh, yeah?
Or Isaac Hayes.
Yeah. I was just confused because I thought that Cedric the Entertainer had died.
Or possibly... Michael Jordan, Kadeem Hardison, Frederick Douglass. You just kind of think all black people look alike.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, if you get a chance to see the... well, you know what? If you get a chance to watch this on YouTube, you should. They had the Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, it played real late, so it was just nothing but fuck, shit, cunt, cock, rape. But
right.
Norm Macdonald was one of the people roasting him, and Norm Macdonald decided that what would be funny is to just do this basically, like, incredibly clean, almost Highlights for Children-style set of jokes at the roast. It was pretty amazing. The more I see Norm Macdonald, the more I become convinced that he's just a comic genius.
He is underappreciated, that's for sure.
There's when I checked, like yesterday, there was just a set. This just his part was on YouTube. So I really want to find on YouTube a video of him. There was a time when he was on David Letterman, basically telling this story about being at the Super Bowl and being really stoned and thinking that it would be a good idea to throw a big jar of mustard out onto the field, so that it would leave a big yellow stain. But it was awesome hearing him tell the story. But I've never seen it again since the first time it was on. Cloud Strife says, "Green Power Ranger familiar, please." What did the Green Power Ranger do?
I don't know. I don't think that I've. Yeah, I didn't watch much. I don't know anything about the Power Rangers. Yeah.
Did they even have different powers?
I don't think so. They had different helmets. Which is good, because if they had all tried to fit in one helmet...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would have saved some money, but... At what cost, man?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never... Power Rangers was kind of after my time.
It was... Well, I actually watched an watched the TV series for a while just because I liked the rubber suit battles.
Right.
But, yeah, it was after my time, too. But, you know, so was Animaniacs, so was Tiny Toons, yeah.
ChefBob27 says, this is the greatest and best comic in the world, and then links to a comic.
That's not very funny at all.
My doorbell's ringing. Yeah, it wasn't funny at all. All right. My doorbell's ringing, but my wife is on the motherfucker. Actually, she better not be.
Well, it depends on who's at the door.
Yeah. I think it's the guy who was fixing the pool pump.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah. I'm done fixing your plumbing. Not quite. Grey Cat says, every 1,000 turns or so, the black cat should drop a dead mouse or a hairball. Or just the ass half of a dead mouse.
Mm.
I had a cat that would occasionally grant me one of those while I was sleeping. Here, I brought you this mouse ass. Oh man, the other day, my cat, he was messing with something. I guess it's my wife's cat. He was messing with something on the floor. And we looked at it to see what it was, and it was like this tiny little snake. It was like a snake that was 2 inches long, sort of like a worm. But then, but it moved like a snake, and my wife looked it up, and it was this, there was some breed of snake that can just be, it said that there are like adult specimens of this snake as small as 2 millimeters long, which I don't agree with. Hey, it seems like now my swimming pool is going to work.
Nice.
Yeah. I bought this house just in time for everything to stop working. You know, it's like all of the major appliances and everything are getting to be like, you know, pushing 30. So, the pool pump quit working.
Hmm. See, we only have little problems with our house, like the entire basement, the entire roof.
the entire roof needing to be replaced, that kind of thing. And I have no idea. There are some leaks in the roof of this place that I keep thinking, well, I should get those fixed. But then I'm like, I don't know, when's it gonna rain again? And then the next time it rains, I'm like, yeah, fuck, I should get these fixed. And it's probably just done so much additional damage by me not messing with it. Terrible says, pickpocketing a clown has some rather sinister implications. I'm not sure I'm comfortable playing this anymore. Homie is also no longer comfortable playing this.
Right.
He frequently says, homie ain't comfortable playing that. Istanbul says, Haiku Katana, damage is a mystery. Why must this be so?
Why is it important again how much damage you do?
I mean, if you're doing one of those things where you're trying to keep track of how many hit points the monster has left so that you can kill him with a crit, to get your stuff from the V for Vivala mask.
Yeah.
Every time some poorly thought out minor bonus function goes in, it turns into some strategy down the road that requires a lot of tedious bookkeeping.
Right.
Madeline says, please describe the steps you are taking to make Kingdom of Loathing more Web 2.0. Well, what we're going to do, one of the things that we're planning on rolling out pretty soon is basically, any user can add monsters and non-combat adventures and items to any zone, because, you know, user-created content is the future of Web 2.0. And then, you know, we were thinking about adding some sort of, like, popularity contest kind of thing to it, you know, where certain monsters and adventures would get voted up, but...
And some would get voted off.
You know, yeah, some would get voted off, but we didn't do it. It's all, like, whatever.
I think it would be fun to have a comments page for every zone, or perhaps every encounter, so that people could go, this encounter is racist, lol.
Yeah.
OMG to Clint.
I still think that set of comments on the Dark Knight page on /dot was the funniest thing I've seen on the internet in a long time.
Nope, I missed that.
No, it was the thing, like, the /dot article was about why was Dark Knight so successful, and the first post was because there weren't any niggers in it, and then the second post was wait, you forgot about Morgan Freeman. And then the third post was, what the fuck, you racist? Don't call Morgan Freeman a nigger.
That is kind of awesome.
Yeah. It made me happy in only the way that you know, rape jokes and forbidden racial slurs can. Let's see. Tomato Bob says, perhaps saying no to the hobo marketplace non-combat could kick it out of the queue for a minimum amount of time, 10 or 15 adventures. You know, I looked into that. I thought about that. But then, since I wasn't entirely sure what people were going to want in terms of, like, you know, saying no to it in one particular clan dungeon, should that keep you out of it in a different clan dungeon? Not that that really makes any difference, but... But it wasn't entirely straightforward, so I figured it was probably fine. Because, you know, saying no doesn't cost a turn or whatever. Benji Cord says, Haiku Dungeon Revamp equals best update ever. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
It was a long time coming. I think, didn't you put the first monster of that, I think you put in like 18 months ago.
Yeah, it was. I started working on it, I think, when I was in Belgium with Hot Stuff. I spent a couple hours messing with the fight script and putting a few new monsters in. And he kept saying, "Man, you should roll that out. It's almost done." And I'm like, "Dude, no, it's not. It's maybe 1% of the way done." And I was totally right. Of course, I got a lot more ambitious about it as time went by. So, I hope that I don't want to kick my own ass in the future as I go through and add new stuff to the fight script from now on, because having to code around that in everything that I do is going to be... Because otherwise, that's just going to be, like, half of the bug reports are going to be like, oh, this new thing you added doesn't work right in Haiku. You know, like, this new thing you wrote doesn't work right when you're blind and have lolcats on and are in the Haiku dungeon. Like... Blue Elf says, is there any way to expand the bleat so it applies to the MMG as well? Sometimes after you bleat people, they target you on the MMG and take your bats.
So
I guess if you don't want somebody taking your bats, why are you betting on the MMG? You know, I mean, I don't really see the difference between somebody that you don't like taking the bat and somebody that you do.
It's also really weird that that would be a griefing vector. Like, oh, you believed in me, so I'm going to take your bets and possibly lose to you on the MMG.
Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, I had a dream last night where I met Jake and he gave me a magical token that let me acquire any one item in the game for free. I would like to have a hand turkey, please. No, really, you guys are doing fabulous. Keep up the good work. The dream was real, by the way. My wife thinks I'm a big nerd. Nuts to her. Ziggy Zagnuts to her.
Yeah.
I always liked the name Ziggy Zagnut. Maybe that's what I should name my firstborn son.
Possibly. It would always get to be at the end of the line when people lined up alphabetically.
That's true. But you know what? I had to walk up that hill both ways in the snow, so should he.
Yeah.
You early alphabet named bastard. Although sometimes they would do it backwards, and then I'd get to be first.
That's wonderful.
Although, Ziggy Zagnut would have been after me. Kevin B. says, how about every sign adventure in the hobo marketplace shows your amount of nickels so you know where to go? I don't know. You know, I kind of like the narrative aspect of you finding out how many nickels something costs and then looking down to see how many you have. You know, I could see maybe putting it in the entrance to the marketplace, you know, just so you know before you go in there how many you have. Yeah. And Death Sausage, there must be something about the way that outfit thing works that I don't understand. I love the update for partial outfit equipping, but can we get it to also equip partially when we don't meet stat requirements? There's probably just still some code in there that's stopping that from happening completely. Linkmaster says, could we have a select a food option automatically on Old Scratch's forks? Maybe something similar for mugs. Yeah, that's probably a good idea, just because I feel like interface consistency is wise.
Yeah.
Matt G987 links to skittlebrow.net. I made some Skittlebrow at the ball game that we went to, and it looked a lot like the Skittlebrow on that website, and it tasted pretty gross, like I'm assuming the Skittlebrow on that website tastes. Let's see. I feel like I'm skipping stuff. Spearmint says, how about moving the Black Cat-friendly Ascension leaderboard to the Bad Moon section? That would be more trouble than it's worth, I think. ChefBub27 says, why is it that each Oyster Day, the black oyster eggs never drop in the Giant's Castle? Well, anymore, those are chosen completely at random every Oyster Day, so it's just a coincidence. Applechip says, could you implement a character log that shows what dungeons they actively participated in? Because for the records, we know which clan, but not necessarily which people unless you're in the clan. Well, you can see the logs of previous dungeon runs, right? I might not be understanding what it is that you want. VKK Hamul says, will you also revamp the Limerick dungeon? Yeah, we can write like 400 or 500 limericks really quick, can't we?
Yeah, just right off the cuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Limerick dungeon, I think, can be... I remember having a conversation with somebody about it on one of those long-ass escalators in a tube station in London, where I was thinking that it might be kind of cool if some of the stuff in there were like choice adventures where you got to choose the next to last line of the limerick, and then that determined which of multiple last lines of the limerick you got, some of which would be like the first lines of monster descriptions or whatever.
Hmm.
You know, and then we actually could put monsters in there, but it's probably not worth messing with. You know, it is probably the only zone left in the game that is just a bunch of non-combats, except the temple. But Ziltang says, you smashed the old Scratch's stove door. Shouldn't the article be omitted for items like this? Yeah, there are a few places where stuff like that, like, you equip your old Scratch's stove door, and there are a few other items that end up with weird grammar when you do certain things. And again, I don't know if it's worth, you know, adding some new property to the item table that determines whether or not it should use articles on it. Some bloke says, can we get more items that smash into sleaze nuggets? No. Severus says, there's still a missing picture when taking a token in the pyramid. Yeah, I sort of forgot about the token graphic, and so I didn't have one handy, and so when I went to update all of those, I updated all of them except the ones with the token. So I need to draw a vending machine, and I need to draw a token. I need to actually go back to the office and work like I work there.
Yep.
Because I haven't been in the office in a long time. Today was, I was like, all right, I'll get back to work today. But then I went in and I worked for like an hour, and then it was time to go help Hot Stuff move stuff, and that took until dinner.
Yeah.
Nubbinod, no wait. Harry Annie says, can you make it so that when Yuletide carols are sung, the singer can see which song was sung? It would save a lot of did you get all five messages. Because of the way that code worked, it was tricky to do that, but I can probably somebody asked me again later. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, where did the name Familiar come from in KOL? I'm playing this sweet RPG called Diablo right now, and a Familiar is a kind of bat that rushes you from behind, but dies really quickly. Is Familiar unique to KOL, or do other RPGs have little buddies you take with you? I mean, I feel like it's a mythological term. Like,
I suppose pet would have made more sense. I don't know. I had to explain to some of my extended family who are on the religious side of things that no, Familiar wasn't a reference to demons, that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Because, it was initially sort of like witches had familiars, right?
Yeah, and they were demons.
And the familiars were demons?
Yeah, demons in animal form were the familiars.
I see. Nubbinod says, greetings, I'd like to see some rotten eggs randomly drop on Oyster Egg Day. Tossable item, egg another player's house, /meat car, /body, causing minimal stench damage. Here's something that I've learned. no matter how minimal the negative impact is on another player, we cannot allow anyone to do anything to anyone else ever.
Right.
Or we will drown in a flood of tears and never be able to add any new content to the game at all. So, Balanced Tour says, so how much work is keeping the new and improved Haiku Dungeon friendly with new content like Items of the Month going to be? Honestly, the changes to the fight script for the purposes of this haikuification made it so it will be easier in the future than it was in the past, or at least than it was when I did it this time. Because I standardized a lot of output in the fight script that was just kind of, you know, text being echoed out all over the place. Now everything should be getting, you know, consistently processed for like the shortcut for, you know, the little shortcut language that we use on the back end for, you know, sticking in like the pronouns for the correct, you know, the correct gender pronoun for the monster, or, you know, the correct like which I refer to as the accusative form, like when the monster is the direct object of something.
Yeah,
it sticks the proper word in there. I wonder if it's going to start storming here. The sky is overcast and gray and gloomy. Boatgan says, I'm seriously thinking of joining the Navy. If you ever need future references about choreographed mopping, I'm your guy.
I would suggest, with no disrespect to the brave men and women serving in the armed forces, stay the fuck out of the armed forces. Like, why would you enlist in any branch of the military right now? Where you just know that you're going to be shipped overseas to get shot at, and then maybe if you survive, you'll get half of the money you need to go to college. It's quite possibly the worst life choice you can make at this point, besides becoming a crystal meth addict.
Gosh.
Stay the hell out of the military until at least we have, like, this ridiculous war sorted, and maybe a dude in the White House who isn't gonna send you to war like he would send somebody out for pizza. Not to get political.
Yeah, wow, man. I think the armed forces are great. I support our troops.
Oh, I support our troops. I just don't think anybody else should ever become a troop.
I see. Oatgan says, can we have another salad day? That was awesome and delicious.
I remember our salad days.
The halcyon days of our youth.
Right.
Halcyon. Ghostface Killa says, people haven't found the cooking recipe for the blackberry. Surprised? Yeah. I'm surprised that people haven't found any of the 9 or 10 currently implemented cooking recipes for the blackberry.
I'm surprised that somebody from the Wu-Tang Clan plays our game.
Wow. I'm not. They're cool. We hang sometimes.
They were your target audience all along?
Yeah, no, I made this game for the Wu-Tang Clan. I don't know any members of the Wu-Tang Clan, and they would probably beat my ass if they ever met me.
Yeah.
I'm just fronting.
The same can be said of almost anyone, though, to be fair.
I guess that's true. My wife says, but your wife is black, so... And then something I couldn't hear. So I'm cool with all black people, apparently.
You just kind of get like a great pass.
Like Bernie Mac and Cedric the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Don Cheadle seems like he'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I would hang with John Cheadle. John Cheadle's brother.
John Chingle.
Ching Dunkle.
My buddy who works for a major electronics corporation here in town had to work with a Chinese guy named Ching Chong.
Hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't want that to be funny. That's kind of funny. Beckdog says, could the Strung Up Quartet non-combat grant an intrinsic effect? From my understanding, if you have a song on, it's effective everywhere and is until changed. I had the minus combat on and didn't realize it during the Son of a Beach side quest. Be nice to know you have an effect on... and the Strung Up Quartet is in the ballroom, if you don't remember off the top of your head. No, I remember. The documentary guys were there filming when we were having the conversation about that.
Yeah.
Quartet. I was,
Have we heard from...
Scully was all super funny during that conversation.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of sad that whenever I've shown people the 10-minute cut of the documentary, I've been like, shh, shh, I'm about to say something funny.
Yeah. That is kind of sad.
That's pretty pathetic, I know.
But seriously, you're the only one of us that comes across even remotely well on camera.
No, you do better in that documentary than you did on the, say, the Tech TV interview.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that's
which
not
which is kind
saying,
of like saying
that's
I
not
swam
saying anything
better
at all.
than the time that I drowned. Have you heard from those dudes? Do we know if they're going to have a
follow-up? I haven't heard from them super recently, but they got, I believe, all of the source material that they had ever asked for, and his plan, he's still coming to con, as far as I know, so you'll at least be able to ask him in person.
Sweet.
We had actually started looking into getting the DVDs actually pressed to sell at con, but I have no sense of whether that's going to happen or not. Do we know what? Have you talked to Zly about the calendars? Do we know if we're going to have those for con?
They went to the printer. She posted in the wiki that they went to the printer at least a week ago.
Okay.
And she was pretty confident that they would definitely be ready for con.
Well, that's cool. So yeah. You can come and you can buy a calendar from my mom. Mm. Drakefly says, the Nomatronic Hyperspatial Demodulizer is really hard to use. Problem? Not a problem? No, I think that was kind of the point. The way that Riff conceived that, I think it was supposed to be kind of a pain in the ass. Swine says, with the bottle of sake dropping in game now, I feel the need to ask what happened to the Pete sake joke you were going to give it. Oh, it'll have a... You'll get it. You'll see eventually. There are plans. Plans within plans and wheels within wheels. I might just tell you, Pete sake will probably be the premium brand of sake you get when you can eventually put a bottle of sake in the still.
Right.
So, there you go. Because... That the speculation would have made that a lot more interesting than the concept already is in my head. And now I'm under all this pressure to figure out something cool to do with the Basho's box tops, because everybody's like, oh man, there's got to be something so awesome. What's it going to be? 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 And, yeah.
I tried. I jumped in that thread, and I said, hey, keep in mind the level in normal gameplay at which you get these items.
Right. Yeah, it's a few days worth of food from a level 1 zone, and there's probably going to be an item with some incredibly underwhelming enchantments on it. You know, that might be useful to the kind of person who would end up eating that much of that anyway, because they started playing the game and thought that the haiku dungeon was cool. Putinesca says, why does Old Scratch's manacles, an accessory that is not class-specific, require Moxie to equip? Probably should require Mist. I don't know why it's... It could be that the manacles were part of the outfit to begin with, but that wouldn't make any sense, because that's the outfit for, what, sorcerers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Old One says, hey, Jack, I just wanted you to know that I like to adventure in the typical tavern in Bad Moon. Please never make it a cooler zone, but if you do make it a cool zone, make it giant like Spooky Raven. It deserves something that will get the whole game to appreciate it again. I don't have a good sense of how... Barney's Bar went over. Goad preposition. Because, that was a model for a conceivable revamp of the original typical tavern, which didn't necessarily require you to, didn't force you to get drunk. The tavern existed back, I think the tavern went in before drunkenness was even limited.
Yeah.
So, you can just play infinite turns if you had infinite ice-cold beers. But, Dr. Van Venmojo says, can we get some kind of compartments or shelves in the terrarium so we can sort our familiars and make them easier to find? Sorting by experience is fine, but I don't see why doing high-percentage runs with familiars to get trophies means they should have to be scrolled past forever to get to other familiars used for only a few turns in every run. Yeah. I don't know. JLE's been harping on me for a long time to just... allow people to sort, like to, pop familiars up in the queue the way that you can with trophies, just to kind of specify the order. And I can understand why people would want that. Maybe as an account option to turn that on and just put like a sort of like an ordinal in that table, and then just have it work like. I should think about that. Betrayer says, how about a new Turtle Tamer buff that'll increase familiar XP gain? It will drive the buff bots crazy. I wonder why that would drive the buff bots crazy.
I don't know, but that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. Tyrattlesnake says, there once was a man not of Warwick who adventured with his figure of stick. He was chatting one day when he suddenly said, hey, why is there no slash limerick? That is why. It's a rattlesnake.
Yeah. That's, like, looking at some of the limerick contests and stuff that have been in the forums, it seems like a lot of people do have that kind of meter blindness, I guess. Like...
meter blindness?
Yeah.
I hardly know her.
Like, the inability to count syllables and stresses to make it sound right, you know? Like, there once was a man from Nantucket, versus when he suddenly said, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. But oh well.
I mean, he was chatting one day when at once he said, hey.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be easy to fix that, but yeah, so. You know, I mean... yeah, you know, what if red to somebody else doesn't look like red to you, you know?
Yeah. Well, I do have that problem.
When people read stuff, you know, we have no idea what it looks like and sounds like in their brains.
Yeah. I do have that problem, actually. I did have to defend some of the limericks when the limerick dungeon went in. Because, like, when I read poetry to myself, I tend to give the author the benefit of the doubt. And, like, even if the stress isn't where it would maybe naturally fall in a sentence, I'm willing to give it to them, you know? But nobody was doing that for me. They're like, this doesn't scan right. And I'm like, fuck you, that doesn't scan right. You're reading it wrong. So maybe I should be a little more lenient on those who can't feel the meter.
Yeah. damn you, friggin' putty. It drives me nuts, man. I have no idea what it is. It doesn't happen at the office. Yeah, I don't know, man. Let's see. Aha! I found the bug that guy pointed out. That the War Frat Elite War Tender. It's Saint Zivulkix says, hey folks, the Warfrat Elite Wartender attack that gives you the easily embarrassed effect doesn't have attack text anymore. And I now see why that is. I'm rebuilding fight. I am pushing fight. And so now it does. Thank you, St. Zivulkix. Blizzbob says, you know what you should put in the right click menu? I do. A use Wang option.
True.
Yeah. Cheese152 says, hey guys, have you seen this webpage? A pretty interesting read. He links to a thing about... people hooking a treadmill up to World of Warcraft and making it so they figured out how fast people in World of Warcraft are actually running relative to the distances in the game, and made it so they actually had to run on a treadmill that fast.
Cool.
And they said it was awful. Apocalypse Throb says, I gotta say, months later, I'm still not digging this 6 trophies to a row thing. I'm at 1024 by 768 and the end trophies are off screen. It just doesn't handle well. Yeah. Oblivion2K says, Jick, can you please let the Haiku Katana Summer Siesta attack stack with the Valhalla Mask's explosive critical effect? My ingenious plan to exploit both items of the month doesn't work. Also, the fumble message from the Haiku Katana should be haikued. Thanks. I think that it is just suppressing the messages also, you wrote the Valhalla Mask, not the Vivala Mask, but it does work. The criticals forced by the Summer Siesta thing do cause the Vivala Mask to trigger. It's just that you don't see them if the fight is in haiku mode. And I honestly figured that was okay because I didn't think that the people who were trying to like do awesome things in the game with that, I did not figure that they would be using the 17 cuts to actually force the game into haiku. you know. Istanbul says, the vampire cape has a useful ability that goes beyond armor. Why does it smash into useless powder? Well, because it doesn't have an enchantment that yields any bits. But I can override it into something else, but, you know. Also, don't smash the vampire cape.
Yeah, no. That. Yeah, the fumble message for the haiku katana should be haikued. Did we write any hit messages for the katana other than just the basic haiku hit messages?
No, it just forces a normal weapon hit haiku. Which if you wanted to write some, it wouldn't be a big deal to put them in. But yeah, the fumble should also make it a haiku fumble. LOTE says, hey, Pie in the Face should change your avatar, kind of like X-ray specs, but changing how people see you instead of how you see people. You can shrug it off, but it'd still be cool. Yeah. GigaShadow555 said, so any word on getting the Mini Koopa as a familiar? Yeah. Glitterboy says, you've talked about making stickers that could be applied to weapons and been having trouble making it happen. Another game I played did a similar thing where you can slot special gems to weapons. When applied, they add whatever the enchantment was to the weapon, say +5 MP. It also changes the weapon's name, like if you use a magi gem on a sharpened dagger with said enchantment. The gems in that game could also be unslotted but are destroyed in the process so that you retain the original weapon but the gem is gone. It could work in KOL if you only had a few stickers and applied them only to a specific type of weapon. The resulting weapons could be traded, but there would be no way of getting a sticker other than through whatever means they're gotten. You should also make them fairly challenging to get, like cursed pirate gear, telescope, and olfaction. Yeah, I mean, you know, a limited number of stickers that could only ever be stuck to one type of item, then we would actually be able to make tradable items. But I think that I've figured out a way to make that whole tome of sticker summoning thing work that will actually be satisfying and cool. So yeah, I'm not too worried about it. We basically, over the course of bullshitting about it on that radio show, came up with a way of doing it, and that's I'm pretty happy with it. That is definitely in the works. Penguin Overlord says, what the hell is cone bread? It's bread made out of, my people call it maize bread. Lusty Pirate Wench says, is there a way that in the raffle house that there could be a line that would tell us if we already have raffle tickets in our inventory? Thanks, less than three. That's not too bad of an idea, actually. Evil KOL Bot says, how do you feel about the Haiku Katana page on the wiki and the whining and the talk that haiku are too hard to understand? I'm unaware of it.
I am, I was impressed by the Haiku Katana page on the wiki because it's all, the whole thing is in haiku. Like, all the descriptions of what it does and the different effects and everything. It's fantastic.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised and I'm not pleased at the fact that people are whining that a page that clever just is too hard to understand and it isn't just the lazy info dump that they're expecting.
That page is awesome. That makes me super happy. But let me look at the discussion. I'm not going to look at the discussion right now. I'll look at it later. Should we take a break? I could probably pee if I tried really hard.
It's about time. If you have to try really hard to pee, please see a doctor. We'll be back in about 13 minutes, kids.
Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard no longer. We deliver the hits to give the kids with the spectacle spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the hazy wee's off, don't babble 300 bar. I get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex. We get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignore them, sports. Some geeked out beats and the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap this, alright? Cause soon the whole nerd core will congregate. And culmination of the monkey going off caught date. Nerd core could rise up, it could get elevated. minutes of this not overstating. We put a towel in the blender and the tape on the spectacle. We compile the assembler. We each make a respectable Leo Spangler. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it all the more delectable. The architects and high departure from the larger norm or previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest slow delivery. And that is over rhetoric. We don't just pick shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album before for each. And we exceed your reach. We're worldwide web slingers with the confinement of the dirty mind of the girl guys and bringers of his own government. Maybe Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of DVS. We're geniuses of a DVS. We're seen as special. The BBS where we write graphic ASCII files with ASCII styles of blink and blot. This ain't your father's blink and blot. The fun a lot owns you. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it all the more delectable. The marker jiggle and high departure from the larger norm or previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest slow delivery. And that is over rhetoric. We don't just make shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album before for each. And we exceed your reach. We're worldwide web slingers with the confinement of the dirty mind of the girl guys and bringers of his own government. Maybe Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of DVS. We're geniuses of a devious. We're seen as special to BBS where we write graphic ASCII files with ASCII styles of blink and blot. This ain't your father's blink and blot. The fun a lot owns.
It's Steven Hawking,
rock stores. We're not even talking, so many gaps are back on this top drawer. Our style's got the top score spot, yours is not. Sorry, stick to the shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own Doomwad, Dickwad, my own sprites and news files on stay-at-home nights.
Nerdcore, Karaza, we can get elevated. Oh, and all of those tough rappers hate it. With the Nerdcore rose up, we got elevated. We consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe. Cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues. Got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard. 2005 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large and the NIC pitch. The nerd's in charge. We bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did. Got more game than a 2600 for punk MCs who player hate. We got one word. Just a matter of time for we're household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fate put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore kick.
Nerdcore, Karaza, we can get elevated.
Is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of mission and goal. Front a lot about to roll is diploma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule these days. The complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity that I'm the best MC that I could bear to be. And I'm scared to be either dope or dorky or bound for the high road even if it looks quirky or
nerd. Nerdcore can rise up, we can get elevated. Oh, and when all of those tough rappers hate it. If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated.
Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it?
If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Back in Black.
Where did you get that version of that song?
Off of the internet. I think I had heard about the mini bosses, and so I think I got it back when I was still on Napster, or possibly Kazaa.
I figured out your theme for this show again.
Yeah. I can't.
You can't stop doing that.
I can't stop doing that. This is not good at all. I'm not entirely sure we're still broadcasting.
Huh.
There we go. And we are still broadcasting. Just my entire display froze for a second there.
Well, good. I'm glad everybody got to hear that. Hey, speaking of which, have you gotten the new MC Frontalot yet?
No, I didn't know that the MC Frontalot new could be gotten. Oh, it debuted at PAX.
Yeah, he was selling it at PAX. If you want, because I know you're going to buy it eventually, I would not mind ripping it and sending it to you.
Yeah, that would be groovy. I think that, I don't think MC Frontalot himself would begrudge me that, because I am certainly going to pay him money for it.
Yeah. The song he did with Jonathan Colton is awesome, and my wife wants me to shut up about how awesome it is. I just won't stop talking about how awesome it is, and I listen to it over and over again at the hotel. I was excited. They actually played it together at PAX, and it was good.
That's cool. So is this the first Frontalot album that you've actually listened to all the way through?
I don't think I listened to it all the way through. I got to that song, and then I just listened to that song on repeat for the rest of the time that I was listening to music. No, I believe that I did listen to the entire thing. I have to say that the same thing, you know, I get used to songs with all of the samples, and then when he has to do album versions of them, they're just not the same, and it's very hard for me to give them a chance. There was an album cut of A Very Unlikely Occurrence, which I was just like, eh.
Huh.
I like the song Fight One so much.
Yeah. I think
that changing it at all is just going to make me sad.
The only one, the only one that was on the demo CD that I liked better in its kind of fleshed out form was he did a new version of Romantic Cheapskate on Secrets from the Future.
But that was one that I didn't listen to much on the demo.
Yeah, but rewrote all the lyrics. So instead of being about song fight, it was about a girl. And that was kind of cool.
I see. Yeah, anything exciting happened to you during the break?
Can't say that it did.
I peed.
That's good. I know there was kind of a... You were worried about that a little bit.
Yeah. I finished my beer, too.
In a related story.
Yeah. Let's see. Steel Clubber for Life says, where does the fourth deep fat fryer go after you cleanse the taint? He just goes and hangs his head in shame.
Yeah. He kind of represents me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Disco Dude says, can we have a summon from one of the grimoires of an athletic cup? Protecting your nards from bricks and such? Hmm. Only Wolfman has nards in this game.
Yeah, the rest of you, not so much.
There's never a place where it specifically mentions there's genitals, is there?
There's the, in your primary sexual characteristics. Is
that
a place that you can get hit?
Where, really?
Or no, you hit monsters in there. No? There is something that hits you in your primary sexual characteristics.
And maybe it's a special attack.
No, actually, no, that's KWE, the wrestlers. One of the wrestlers' moves.
Right, right. That's weird. I was just looking at that code a minute ago.
What do you think for the custom title? I have X problems, but a bitch ain't one. Selden's wondering if we should approve that.
I would approve that.
I would approve that, too.
yeah. I hardly ever reject titles from being offensive.
We don't recommend like going around calling people bitches, but if you're going to be quoting a song lyric, then sure.
Yeah. You know. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, the Hobopolis leaderboards are a little dull, considering they're all just textbook hamster runs with varying amounts of luck and minor mistakes. Do you think you could change it to have multiple leaderboards for things like fastest runs with no side bosses killed and fastest runs with all side bosses killed? Really, 0 to 5 would all be interesting. I honestly wonder if a leaderboard for runs with all of the bosses killed wouldn't cause people to maybe try and figure out a little bit more of the synergies between the alleys that may or may not be figured out completely.
Mistress of the Obvious says, how about a Mistress of the Obvious, as I've picked up a Minnesotan accent, and also says, how about a prison bitch trophy for X amount of captures by the chums, just to take away a bit of that old RNG sting from those of us too pretty, okay, or stupid to avoid it. I kind of like that idea, but I also thought that if we wanted to throw in another tattoo, that would be a funny place to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, while you're in prison, one of the chums comes up to you with a guitar string and gives you a tattoo. Plays you a little song and then gives you a tattoo.
I don't understand the too pretty or too stupid to avoid it thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
Like, maybe are people saying the chums come after people who are pretty?
Or stupid,
like,
or
like
or
smoke
pretty
follows
stupid.
Beauty.
Smoke follows beauty? Pearls follow
yeah.
swine?
Prefect says, any chance of removing the 100 meat minimum from all prices? Double or triple sell price should stop people from shortcutting NPC stores. Well, hardly any items the doubling or tripling of the sell price should would be less than 100 meat. So, Dr. Redman, I already read that. Istanbul says, as it stands, the inbox is kind of useless. Will we ever get the technology to make his smithing skill match ours? I mean, I fail to see how saving a turn... I mean, I guess you just people never want to smith anything that doesn't require a skill to smith. But what we need to do is give him some stuff that only he can smith.
True.
And it should involve the pork elf gems.
We'll get right on that.
Rickett says, okay, I've been summoning a ton of divine favors recently. Please, please make the quantity box work for Librum skills. Yeah, it's all complicated. It'd be hard to write the code. Steel Clover for Life says, please make it so the Blackbird doesn't take your lock equipment. Huh. Yeah, it would throw it back into your inventory. Yeah, I don't know about that. Toad says, if you have Carl Weathers and Sonata of Sneakiness at the same time, what happens? It should increase the rate of ultra-rare monsters by increasing sneaky confrontations. Oh, it does.
Yeah, haven't you noticed?
Yeah. SF Warlock says, could you guys please add a current class column to the clan detailed roster page? Also, could you please have Hobopolis announce when scare hobos are sent and how many, if not actually putting it in the raid log? Thanks twice. I think that announcing the scare hobos would get super spammy. And the current class and the detailed roster page, yeah, that's definitely a go. Toadie also says, question for Scully, have you ever been to a girl talk show? As a mashup enthusiast, you should do it. I don't know what a girl talk show is, do you?
Girl talk is a mashup DJ. No, I've never actually been to a live mashup show. There was one night at the kind of open mic night at... that weird Chinese restaurant in Mesa that some guy took the stage with two turntables and no microphone, actually, and just mashed up a bunch of stuff live. Like, I remember him taking a techno beat and just playing damn near everything over it and mashing it seamlessly. It was beautiful. Like, everything from Mercedes-Benz from Janis Joplin to, like, Phil Collins to... heavy metal to hip hop and all in the same beat. It was beautiful.
It's really fascinating to me to watch sort of a skilled turntable guy, you know? Like, the guy who we saw like a Beck concert, and the guy who was running the turntables for him basically, like, we found out, like, hey, don't tell anybody, but the guy is playing at this bar down the road later on. So we went there before, like, a lot of people found out, so we were actually able to get in, and we waited around for him. And he was really just, like, fucking around with turntables for, like, an hour, but it was just awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and he was just, you know, doing a lot of, like, creating beats by moving the records around with his face and stuff. I mean, some of it was kind of wanky at that point, but... Yeah, it was fun. I used to like, whenever there were shows at Nita's Hideaway, there would frequently be like just a guy with some turntables inside. I feel like you'd kind of cut your teeth by playing there if you were halfway good. And I always enjoyed it.
Yeah, see,
I just like watching them do it. I don't like to dance. I just sit there and drink beer and watch them mess with turntables.
That's just your compressor gene.
Yeah.
You should stop wearing your compressor jeans to those shows.
I should. Astronomy King says, Jick and Scully, what is your fave band?
OMG. Fave band.
Deathless Assassin says, how big is the custom avatar backlog? I think it's at about 40 now, so sorry. It's getting there. There are a bunch that are done and just need to be uploaded, but the image server moved boxes and the permissions got goofed up, and so we had to wait till today for the Inertron guy to fix those. But I suspect that it will be caught up within 2 weeks. That's what I suspect. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Sorry. Tom Bell says, here's a question. Will you ever put in a pixel familiar, Legend of Zelda fairy, random Pokemon, etc.? I was all about the fairy from Legend of Zelda that just inserts, hey, listen, into your combat text.
Right. That's all it does. It stops you from getting beaten up.
Yeah.
You know, it could just heal you every once in a while. But the hey, listen would also be.
Yeah.
Number 888 says, when are the Basho's box tops going to be implemented, and what for? 2 weeks. Something awesome. Something better than everything that's ever been put into KOL before combined. Samarabi says, why does it say Carlisle when I make multiple Gibsons? Because Mr. Skullhead thinks it's funny to make every pluralization of every item a joke.
That's not true at all.
Uh-huh.
I went through a phase.
Yeah. Now, but... That one is a little slant as a reference, I feel like.
It is. People are confused by it. And
so Belinda Carlisle was a contemporary of Debbie Gibson, although
right.
I would say that if you think Debbie Gibson plus one on a guest list, it's going to be Tiffany.
Right.
Rather than Belinda Carlisle.
Maybe
but, you know.
If I changed it to Les Paul,
mm-hmm.
would that be... superior? Or maybe
how about
if I
Gibson
changed it
Les
to
Gibson Les Pauls.
Or maybe if I changed it to Gibson's.
Yeah.
So that people
I mean it doesn't come up that often. I mean it's kind of funny when it does, but you know. Sheikah Marana says, what's the deal with the disturbing fanfic? Is it ever gonna be implemented or is that some sort of joke? I mean, it's one of those things where every once in a while I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna put this item in and it's gonna be usable, and then I mark it usable and then I don't ever write code to use it. Lan says, there's a glitch with Hobopolis. If you have a Hobopolis area under your last adventure area after a run ends, you can click on last adventure and still get into Hobopolis. You can also still do things there. If there's any things there, I want to do them.
I understand.
There are some issues with the super likelies in some of those zones. I don't think that there's anything harmful. You might still be able to get the semi-rares, which is one kind of thing. Paint Drinking Pete says, Jick, what kind of shampoo do you use? I know it's kind of weird for a guy to ask another guy this question, but I'm pretty sure it's not gay. P.S. Sorry to leave you out, Scully. I don't know what I use.
Shampoo, motherfucker?
Some stuff my wife... Do you shampoo your pubes?
I shampoo my scalp.
Really?
Yeah, shampoo is not even primarily for hair.
I see.
So it kind of keeps the healthiness of your scalp.
When I shave my head, I just always use soap.
Yeah, I did for a while, but then my scalp...
I mean, I use a razor, and then later on I use soap to wash it. Not the razor. Yeah.
And
a leather strap.
It's really hard to sharpen soap.
Yeah.
No, it's I tried that, and tried just using soap on my head, and my scalp just turned into a bunch of scales and flaked off. And after that, I used shampoo. But maybe my skin is more sensitive and girlish than yours.
I usually use the...
I also shower every day.
Yeah.
I also need to shower every day. Yeah, I'm not making fun of you for not showering, because you don't appear to need to.
Oh, I mean, you know what? Even though I would imagine there are a lot of people creeped out by how infrequently I shower, even though they would not ever say, "Oh, that guy smells bad or is dirty."
Right.
You know, people don't like the idea of the infrequent shower. Although I probably only wash my hair like once a month, which is super gross. But I don't know. I use some kind of I guess that proactive dandruff shampoo. Because I basically get dandruff so frequently that I get dandruff so frequently and wash my hair so infrequently that every time I wash my hair, it's time to use dandruff shampoo.
Yeah.
And then some kind of Paul Mitchell conditioner that she buys. Used to be that I would just use whatever was the cheapest shampoo and conditioner they had at Costco.
And you would get a giant jug of it?
Yeah. They weren't like, it wasn't like a gallon jug or whatever, but they would sell, you know, two big things with like squirt dispensers on top, you know, and then it would last me a year or two. Let's see. Cow says, "Hey, any chance of more KOL store shirt designs? Maybe a hat rack beanie or even a hoodie? Winter is coming." Thanks. Winter isn't coming.
Not where you are. Winter never comes.
I don't know about the hoodie thing, you know?
People seem to want one.
Yeah.
I understand the desire.
Yeah, so do I. I don't know what we... I mean, maybe just a hoodie with the sword and martini guy on it.
Yeah. The problem with something like that, I think, is whether to do it embroidered or silkscreened. So I always think silkscreened hoodies are a little weird looking.
You think?
Or patched, or patch it or something. I don't know.
I gotta go somewhere cold so I can wear my Phlogiston for Life hoodie.
Yeah. You should come to Minnesota for my baby shower.
You keep saying that.
I do. Only in the, if you made a chart of how many times I've said that in the past week, though, there would just be a huge spike on today.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's so far away. And I've been doing so much traveling, and I'm so happy that I only have one trip left for the rest of the year.
Well, you'd be even happier if you had two trips left for the rest of the year.
Oh, I could see how that would follow.
Because you'd be hanging out with me, and I wouldn't be sending emo vibes your way because you weren't hanging out with me.
Well, I mean, you could always come to KOLCon and hang out with me.
I'm about to.
Yeah, because that is what you were, in fact, born to do. Oh. Cherry Bella says, "Will the Pickle Factory ever open again? Mr. Skullhead?"
Let me try this in my scary voice.
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
I'm scared because I think you have emphysema.
Yeah, that kind of scares me, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Star Trooper, stay off my property.
There is, actually, before I quit smoking, it made me nervous to go into one of the Marshall stores here. Has a woman working there who doesn't have a voice box, but she doesn't have one of the
right.
the things that makes your voice sound like Stephen Hawking. So right. It's just that kind of mucusy whisper, like Goblin from Legend voice, like fucking terrifying voice. Even if she's just asking you, like,
how many items are you bringing in the dressing room?
You're like, fuck. I'm not going in the dressing room. Never going in the dressing room.
Ah, that's great. What do you try on clothes, you homo?
I have to try on clothes. Because otherwise they might not fit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
look. I actually tried on 5 pairs of pants, of jeans, the other day. And fucking none of them fit. And they were all the same size as all of the other jeans that I have. It's just that guys' clothes are starting to be cut like girls' clothes. Like
that
one
sucks.
Of them I tried, the crotch was so short that the button was down in my pubes, you know, and yeah. You have to try on clothes now because they just don't fit like they were made for
my wife. My wife says she feels bad for whoever had to try those on after you.
I just meant pube level. I didn't mean I embedded the thing in my pubes.
Okay. You weren't going commando to the
No, that is the cheapest thrill I can possibly imagine, but no.
I had to buy a pair of pants and a shirt when I was in Seattle, because I went up there and I came to the realization that in places that aren't Arizona, it's fucking cold. And all I had brought was shorts and t-shirts. So I went in there to buy like a pair of jeans and a long sleeve shirt, and ended up spending more money than I've spent on clothes in the last like 10 years. It's frustrating, but I did have to try the pants on, because I never know how fat I've gotten, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure people would.
Buffy
tell
the
you.
Buffing Buffer writes, "Star line zapping? Maybe star line chart zapping? Even no, charts are meant to be more rare than those other two things, and the zapping would kind of mess that up. And star line." Zapping's not going to happen because we don't want, with a couple of rare exceptions, we don't want zap groups with two items in them. Because we want there to be some risk associated with using your zap charge.
Yes.
And your zap Brannigan.
And your... No, I got nothing.
Let's see. Tiny Plastic Explosive says, why was Prismatic added to the game? Did you need a name for five element items, or did you just want rainbows in the game and use the effect to justify it? Magic the Gathering did it years ago, guys. You know, I want rainbows in everything, and I feel no need to justify it.
Yeah, hell with that. Although, I think we should have just added a unicorn familiar that just shit rainbows.
Yeah.
And it could have worn a unicorn uniform. Which is apparently right. What my brain wanted to say just then.
We could also add that pencil that shoots lasers and candy out of its ass.
Yeah. Oh, and flies. Don't forget.
Right. It shoots lasers, candy, and flies out of its ass.
Right. The best thing about that was just the assumption that the pencil would naturally have an ass.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you guys should have a familiar that's a flying pencil with an ass. Out of which comes lasers and candy. No, no, no. It's just your garden variety pencil with an ass.
Right.
Like all those pencils we've ever used. Anyway. That was a rabbit.
Oh, let's see. Eric J. L515 says, hey, if I donate Canadian money and get a Mr. A, does it have an instinctive effect like Canadianity that puts A after some stuff you say? If not, you guys should do that, Mumbles. You know, we kept saying we were going to do that on the Mr. A after it got coded such that accessories could have intrinsics. But, yeah. Captain Spam says, Faith in Begora, a friend of mine says that the Tam O'Shatner's message on the Casanova Gnome refers to it as a Tam O'Shaganter. Was this intentional or a mistake?
I would guess that was intentional.
Oh, on the Tam O'Shatner, though. It's still making the joke about the Tam O'Shanter.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that is probably fine. AUTN5 says, hey guys, what's up? You are truly awesome. I had an idea. There should be a lot more chat channels like Channel Scam, where people can exchange the same meat all day long, and Channel Help, where someone is assigned to help people with questions, and a lot of others, too. I don't know if we need any other chat channels.
People have been kicking around that help channel for a long time.
And I still say that newbie is that channel.
But it's not. That's the problem.
Well,
I don't know whether the solution is to make newbie be that, or to make a different channel, or that it doesn't matter, that doesn't exist. But, you know.
Yeah. Kazaa says, are we looking at more drug areas like the Wormwood? There's no drugs in any of that stuff. There are no drugs in KOL.
Except for goofballs.
Madison 14 says, make a Brero mosquito or a Brero tater. Please? A Brero tater?
Just somebody who comes along and spins your rabbits?
Yeah. Slavic says, good morning, good Monday, gentlemen. I have discovered that full-color custom coasters are inexpensive. The KOL store should have coasters. I would imagine that one would look like a combat window, blue border and all, that says, you encounter a delicious beverage. That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, that does have an element of win about it. I don't know about making like the single-use cardboard coasters. I don't know how useful.
Well, I mean, they're not really single-use, right? I mean, they're collectible, and you can use them over and over again. I frequently do. It's just that's what I keep one on my desk, and whenever I have a drink, I put it on that coaster.
I've been using the Hellboy coasters from the Little Giant Party.
Oh yeah, they're not. Are they like absorbent at all?
No, they're. They have like a shiny glossy face, and a cork back.
I feel like a significant amount of condensation. That was weird. So much shit got when I was back in Illinois. So much crap was getting ruined just from like. You would leave, like, a cold drink on a table, and if it got left there for a couple of hours, there would be, like, a 3-foot puddle of water around it from condensation.
Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I had a little trouble adjusting to that this summer, just when it got seriously stupid humid. And, like, I woke up in the middle of the night not able to breathe at all. Just not able to pull enough oxygen out of the air to like run my lungs, so sitting there hyperventilating until I lay down directly underneath an air conditioning unit and breathe that slightly drier air. So yeah, that's the one thing about the weather here is the humidity is retarded.
Karl Marx says you should change the name of the Necrotelecomnicon to better reflect the cookbook motif. You could call it 30 minute meals with Rachel Ray, because that bitch scares me.
I'm amazed how popular she got. I mean, I guess she's an inspiration for people without a neck everywhere.
I still just don't like. Everybody says I'm amazed that everybody knows who Rachel Ray is, and I just still don't. I have never seen her or anything about her.
You've never seen like. Her face on a box of Cheez-Its in the cracker aisle of your local store?
I don't think so. I don't know. On the cracker
actually,
aisle.
Yeah,
my
you're
wife
not allowed.
Let me.
I was right there with you.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Giga Shadow Foonf 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 says, if you think voting Democrat in Arizona is bad, try living in Texas. Even if I could vote it, it'd be a waste. Yeah, that's the thing. At least in Arizona, I can hold out hope that I might be making a difference, you know?
Yeah. You're kind of a swing state. I think I have to go out and vote because John McCain has somehow gained some traction in Minnesota.
Does Minnesota usually vote Democrat?
Yeah, it usually does.
John Doe 244 says, regarding the katana, tracking monster hit points is also useful for knowing whether or not you're about to lose the fight and need to do something drastic, and for chaining disco bandit skills. Yeah. No, there are all kinds of crazy things that it's useful for. You crazy kids with your optimal play.
Mm.
Bitterhawk says, would you put a link to the Store of Loathing on the nightly maintenance page?
I really wish you would.
What? It just seems like, hey, you can't play our game right now, but why don't you buy some shit? Like,
Hi, I'm Joe Lee.
I hate websites that make noise. Okay, I really don't see a problem with that. It's just,
no, I'm sure nobody else does either.
You know
how I am about...
Listen to the radio, or go to the forums, or check out our store.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't think that's a... That's so far away from the line of selling out. Yeah.
Mistress of the Obvious says, about Blue Elf's MMG/Belit post, yes, it is annoying. It's not a matter of not wanting someone to take your bet. It's not wanting to see someone you are trying to forget via Belit.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they still show up in, like, a Who on the channel, don't they? Or don't they?
I don't think so.
Huh. Madison 14 says, I'm still waiting for my Limerick crossbow. There once was a man named Madison 14 who waited a long, long time. Fred Levi says, you should make Easily Embarrassed somehow refer to, and then he links to the Super Mega Comics number 195, which is pretty funny. Schick says, yes, please make it so people you've believed cannot take your bets in the MMG, and preferably you can't even see their bets. I cannot believe that so many people want that. It just seems like such a weird thing to suddenly come up.
Yeah.
No Hurt Me says, how about an offhand chainsaw item? It would give bonus damage against the undead and give a chat effect that throws one-liners like groovy or hail to the king, baby, the end of your post. It would be the single most awesome item, presumably, ever. Watertail says, hey guys, remember to upload the fuck slit. People still say that, right? If they don't, it's some old way of people telling you to put the shows up soon. Yeah, I need to download everything from the podcast. This one I don't have any control over. When it goes up on the podcast, I can download it and then upload it to the radio archive. But yeah. I'll catch up on all of them tomorrow at the latest. So we had to there were some trouble with that too for a little while because we moved the radio archive over to the light HTTP server on the new image server box, and changes on the back end. Are we ready to be done with the radios?
Yeah, we got a new DJ up, Franken Beans, which welcome Franken Beans, but I'm kind of sad that I won't have to listen to iSpeculum's, like, 30-minute-long intro anymore.
The iSpeculum didn't stop, did he?
No, he's still on, but he's not on right after us anymore.
I see.
All right, we'll see you in a week then, folks.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.